Today is World Mental Health Day. Before we even go into details, just tell us, what is mental health?
Well, when we think about health, and we normally think about our heart, we think about our stomach, we think about our back and so on, but we almost never think about the way that we feel and the way that we think. And if we think in a healthy way and we feel good, then we're talking about mental health.
Right. So can you describe to our listener what are mental health problems?
Oh, there are a wide there is a wide range actually of mental health problems, and there are many categories. You can think about things like severe stress, prolonged stress. You also have anxiety when you feel really nervous all the time, and then you also have things like depression, where you feel or sad or you don't feel nothing at all, and nothing at all for a prolonged period. But then you also have things like epilepsy. So there are many categories actually, and it can go from moderate to very severe, mm-hmm. to disabling even.
Yes, and you've been working here in South Sudan now, looking at the situation on the ground. How serious are issues of mental health?
There are many issues, but first of all, you need to know, of course, that everywhere in the world there are many issues. The fact that there's poverty and there is war in South Sudan, of course, makes it worse as well. Mm-hmm. Well, what I've seen here very much, of course, is that people who before the conflict already had depressions, they got in worse situations after the conflict as well. And then there are many people who lost a loved one, and it's really not so easy sometimes to come over this. And it's even worse when you don't know where your loved one is. That's very hard to cope with. Maybe you heard about it, that having a child that passed away is actually easier to cope with, and it's not easier, that's mm-hmm. not what I'm saying, mm-hmm. Than having a child that went missing. So when you have a loved one that went missing, it's really very hard to deal with. So I see a lot of trauma. I see a lot of problems with grief. I see also a lot of problems with depressions as well, anxiety as well. All of this can also lead to suicidal tendencies. Yes, so there are many issues.
Let's talk about stages of mental health problems. Most often people tend to look at it when it comes to worse, when sometimes someone can just now begin going on the streets and, you know, like lost it. But let's go through, just take us through some of the stages of mental health problems.
Okay, so actually you have to know that most of the mental health problems, they already start before the age of 14. But what happens is that when people encounter some difficulties in the way that they feel or the way that they think, they are ashamed and they don't dare to talk about it. Well, actually, the most important part of your mental hygiene is that you open up, that you go to talk with your family, with your community, with your pastor if you want. Most of the problems can actually already be solved within the circle of family and friends. And when it cannot be solved, of course, you have to take the step to dare to take some, to search some professional assistance as well. And these are available with international NGOs, some national NGOs as well, and some hospitals.
And let's go through some of the causes of mental health and possibly how do I prevent myself from getting into, you know, a mental health a problem situation. Give us through what are some of the causes of mental health?
Well, there are a number of causes that we know, and there are a number of causes that we don't know. There can be something that comes from your DNA, from your family situation and so on. It can come from the way that you are educated. It can come because you don't have a social network that you can depend on. And then there are other things as well. If you lost loved ones, if you have been exposed to violence, if you have seen violence, if you have survived violence, if you have been abused, all those things as well. If you have been through a prolonged illness, all of this can lead to mental health problems. I think the most important thing is that you also try to stick to a mental hygiene. So if you want to make sure that you are less vulnerable for mental health problems, then you want to try to stick with healthy coping problems. Mm-hmm. So not start with drinking and smoking when you have problems. Also, again, I repeat, talk about it. Search aid when you want it. Don't try to hide it. also do sport is actually very good, and express yourselves in any way possible. There are also, there's another aspect actually, which is called resilience, and resilience is the capacity to bounce back after bad things happened in your life. If you have two people and the first one is parents die and the other one as well, the first one maybe will fall into depression and but afterwards come out of it and have a reasonable life quality again, well, the second one maybe will stay in depression. Mm-hmm. So the first one we would call that is a resilient person. Now, if you want to be resilient, there are two key elements there. One is you have a positive self-image. You have to learn to like yourself, to love yourself. You have to understand that you can do certain things in life, that you're a trustworthy person, so like yourself, see the good things in yourself. And the second one is, again, that you have a social support network. Count on your family, count on your friends, keep them available, help others when you can, and also make sure that you can search them when you need help.
Let's talk about some of the symptoms of, you know, signs of someone developing mental health problems. How do we identify these and what help do we give them?
Well, again, there are many categories of mental health problems, but let me say the ones that I see most here. There is a lot of depression here going on, and the main signs of a depression is that over at least a couple of months, you don't have any feelings, you don't feel anything anymore, or that you feel very sad and you think there is no future here. So that would be the main symptoms of depression. What I also see a lot here are things related to trauma. And if you have nightmares, if you have flashbacks, if you cannot concentrate anymore, if you get scared with the slightest noise or these type of things, these are all signs of trauma. Again, trauma is not the end of the world. You have to know that, again, most people can come over trauma. It's just a matter of time. But sometimes when it gets too hard and it takes too long, it would be good to find some external support as well.
Great. If you just join us, you're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, where the biggest conversation begins every morning. And with me here in the studio is Cohen Sevenans, and we are discussing and looking particularly on issues to do with mental health. So please, we'll give a chance for you to call us so you can ask him a question or comment on our discussion. Don't forget, our telephone lines are 091-206-2079 or 091-206-2950. We'll be taking only two calls, so please do keep trying so that you will be able to talk to our guests here in the studio. Earlier, you did mention about people not coming out, and mental health sometimes is associated with stigma. What do we do? What needs to be done to continue removing stigma attached to mental health so people can easily be able to seek help? Because most often people are like, no, I'm okay, I don't have a problem. Much as you see, they might be going through some, you know, trauma or depression or stress, which definitely needed help, but people, you know, are scared because of the stigma related to it. What needed to be done here?
Yes, and thank you for asking this question. This is indeed very relevant. Well, I think everybody need to be conscious that what you see today in other people can tomorrow happen with you. And we all have to realize that you know, people who have a mental health problem, they're not crazy at all. They just have to cope with it, and it can be controlled or cured as well. And we would actually like to encourage everybody really to talk about it and to find ways to help people to go to the appropriate services as well. We also need to realize that, you know, it's not something that happens only with women or with men or with people who are positive HIV or something. It can really happen to everybody. And also men, they don't need to be strong. Mm-hmm. What I often see is because men, they believe they need to be the strong ones, that they have so much more difficulties because they cannot even bring it out as well. So we need to let that go, really. And we need to start today, and we have to work on ourselves and really realize what we see today and other people can happen tomorrow with us.
All right, let's take some two phone calls here, and right here on the program we can talk to our guests. Good morning.
Good evening.
Yes, welcome.
Okay, but now the food is in there. So we didn't get an offer, so I'll leave you for the studio. But then arrive was a long time ago. I and I am a bar of result. I will. I'll be just giving the a bar of tape. Don't give you the sign. Tape a shan out of. I'll be in the I and the.
Okay.
Umra why? Umra itini. Lo bika zara si giving the kilo silita kumusechwa. Oh, mungkin e tala bara kulu. Well, lisa bupado la shan e jata abita. De itini. O talanta soya sabi. But lo bika bigo budzole. Si nasar gigen si zed saban masar gigen si zed barau. O bagger wadi lezol tani wala gigen mo. Talata tay shukran.
Shukran kalis ma musar kabitak. Fi barnamik tena tamira breakfast show tuwala sana wadi for sale diup tena fi studio asan bi jawab soal bitak. That's Mama Esther calling right here in Juba, and she had actually three questions. Her first question is, how do I know that I am developing a mental health problem and I needed help? And secondly, she is saying that if I'm taken to the hospital and I've developed a problem, can it completely disappear? Can it be completely cured and it's just out of me, or is something that can be cured and sometimes it can come back later? And her third question is about a family member. If some family member have this kind of mental health problems, can it be transferred to someone? Can it, you know, like get affect another family member as well? So basically, those are her three questions that she would like to know.
Thank you. These are very good questions, indeed. So how do you know that you have a mental health problem? Let me say first that emotions and internal turbulence are very normal. It's normal that you don't feel happy every day. You have hormones who play a part. You have also fights with your children or with your husband. All of this is normal, and that's not a mental health problem at all in most cases. Also, if you lost somebody, then it's normal that you feel sad. There's a phase that you feel angry. There's a phase that you feel depressed. But it's just a matter of how long it takes. If it takes more than half a year before you reach again a reasonable life quality in which you have also very, very good moments in your life, then you might ring the alarm phase as well. Mm-hmm. There are, however, some mental health problems that are more obvious. For example, if you hear internal voices or you imagine things, and you feel that these voices they start to be a danger for yourself or to others, if they say that you have to go and do some violent things or kill somebody, of course that's already a serious mental health problem that needs to be addressed now, and that can be controlled as well with the right medication or with the right therapy as well, right? Then if you go to the hospital and they say you're cured, will you then be cured forever? That's more or less a question, right?
Yes.
Well, depends a bit from which problem it is. For example, if it's caused by a traumatic event, and people can help you to digest it, to overcome it. And yes, you will be cured for it. And you've been very brave then as well. But then there are also some problems which are not cured, but are controlled. A simple comparison would, for example, be allergies. Allergies, you really never get cured of it, but you can take a little bit of medication when you see some symptoms, and you have a reasonable quality, a good quality of life as well, as the same with mental health problems as well. Right? Okay. And the third question was about a family member.
Yes, a family member having the disease. Can it be, you know, like transferred to someone? Can it basically affect some people who you stay with in the house?
No. So mental health illnesses are non-communicable illnesses. You cannot infect somebody. That does not mean that it doesn't influence others. For example, if you are a mother and you suffer from a severe mental health problem, then you're not so emotionally available for your children, right? And the children, they need your hugs, they need your attention, they need your play, and so on. And sometimes you're just not totally there for them, and the children feel that, and it might have long-term consequences. But again, you know, if it's just for a six-month period, and you take the courage and you start talking about it with people and you work on yourself, there will be no problem at all. But again, the key is talk with people, go out.
All right. Now let's take one more caller here in the program. Miraya, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, hello, good morning.
Good morning, Sevida.
Yes, welcome. Your name, please, and where you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm Peter Wien. I'm calling from Manakal Town.
Yes, Peter from Malakal Town. Go ahead, Peter, with your comment or question.
Thank you. Thank you. I have two questions.
Yes. Yes, please.
One question is, what is the cause of this mental problem? Secondly, any prevention about it or not? That is my two questions. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for talking to us. Yeah, earlier you answered some of those questions on the prevent. We talked about the causes of mental health. You said it's many, but just maybe explain more to our caller there so he can understand.
Right, okay. Yeah. So the causes of mental health problems can be various. It can be the conflict in which you've been exposed to violence. You've been subject to violence, it can also be because you loved loved ones or loved ones went missing. It can also be because things that happened in your childhood. It can also be because you have a predisposition as well. And it can even also be because as a secondary consequence of a medical complication that you have. Mm-hmm. And then there are a number of causes that we just don't know here at this stage in our history. But we're making progress on that one. But we definitely know actually how to help you if you have a problem by curing it or by controlling it.
Cohen, it's good to have you on the Mirai Breakfast Show, but just before you go, anything you like to add about the World Day of Mental Health being observed today?
Yes, today is indeed a fantastic day. It's the World Mental Health Day, and the theme is young people in a changing world. All over the world, this has been celebrated, and I think it's a great opportunity to bring the issue of mental health a bit in the limelight, a bit in the center. I think so many people, they suffer in silence while they could actually be more happy. And through this wonderful medium here, I would really like to call people from, well, you don't have to suffer in silence. Please come out. Talk to people. Talk to your family. Don't talk with your friends. Talk with your pastor and such aid. And you know, it's a short-term pain maybe for a long-term gain. Mm-hmm. It's like when you have toothache and you just walk around with your toothache, mm-hmm. and it's not comfortable and you don't like maybe the dentist, but you know afterwards you'll feel better. So please come out.
Great. And one thing that we did not bring up so much in this program that I want you to have a comment on it is, how big is a contributor alcohol and drugs to mental health?
Well, alcohol and drugs is a serious issue. Huh? So, if you start to consume alcohol for not feeling pain, for self-medication, then you're not coping with the pain. If you, for example, you lost somebody, you have to go through different phases of mourning, and that's healthy for you. It's not a disease. It's like curing from a cold. You will be a bit tired and so on. So you have different aspects as well. Now, If you start with coping with alcohol, then you stop basically all your phases that you need to go through. And that doesn't mean that they go away. You will still have to go through these phases and go through the pain in the future. So again, I mean, don't do it. If you've done it, forgive yourself as well. It doesn't matter too much. Just take it up from here on. And, you know, find also the love of your friends and family to help you cope with it. Unfortunately, it's an aspect of life, but that's how it is.
Cohen, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for hosting me, William.
Thank you.